The Motive by John Lesqua. To Lisa Sawyer, again and again and again. Out of the crooked tree of humanity, no straight thing can ever be made. Immanuel Kant. Part 1. Chapter 1. By location alone, a block from Fillmore Street as it passes through the upwardly challenged Hayes Valley, Alamo Square would not be among the sexier neighborhoods in San Francisco. But one of the most popular and recognizable posters of the city by the bay captures a row of beautifully restored and vibrantly painted 3- and 4-story Victorians that face the park on Steiner Street, the so-called Painted Ladies. The poster created a certain cachet for the area, such that the cheapest of these houses now goes for 3+ million. The blaze at Paul Hanover's in the middle of this block began around 8 p.m. on May 12th, although the first alarm wasn't called in until nearly 8:30. Fires love old Victorians. Even though Hanover's house had been stripped to the bare bones 20 years earlier, retrofitted for earthquakes and freshly insulated with fire-resistant material, it is the nature of Victorian design to have funky interior spaces, oddly shaped rooms, crannies and closets and unusual passages. Within the walls, since heat wants to travel up, fires employ the vertical stud lines as flues, almost as chimneys, to transport themselves effortlessly and quickly up and up into the roof spaces, where billowing smoke is most often noticed first. Even in a neighborhood of great sensitivity to the threat of fire, of old, very valuable wooden houses in wall-to-wall proximity, no one noticed anything amiss at Hanover's until the fire had progressed to the unfinished attic. The late arriving fog camouflaged the first appearance of the smoke, and the wind blew it away. By the